welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is your host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
It's going. You know, I had a four-day weekend this weekend.
Yeah, lucky bastard.
Yeah. Well, you know, trying to...
I had one day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then I took that one day and
got my
shelf painted.
That looks nice, though.
So my thought process is, because I put it up on Instagram and Emily liked it, did you read what I wrote on there?
About needing more games.
Exactly. Yeah, and Emily liked it, so that's
so
approval, right?
Yes. She obviously wants you to buy more games.
Exactly. She's never going to hear this, so yeah.
Exactly. Perfect. That's wonderful.
Wonderful. No, yeah, that took most of my day. Because I built it like 2 weeks ago and it's just been sitting in the garage, needed painting.
Yeah.
I've got some friends coming over this weekend. We're having a little cookout and I'm like, I definitely want to show them my basement and I need to get the games
organized.
That means
organized. That my games need to go on a shelf.
Yeah, they need to, well, like the Power Rangers games have been sitting in the box that Kickstarter sent to me 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was time to get them off the floor and onto a shelf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent...
But yeah, the four-day weekend?
Oh, yeah. I spent all day Friday working on my costume for Halloween and, you know, Comic-Con next year.
Ooh, I got to show you my my costume.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And then Saturday, I did a lot of running around. Ended up going down and doing this game night thing down in Indy that was kind of a bust.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. I didn't know that we were able to bring our own games.
Oh.
So, like, the games they had there weren't games that necessarily... I mean, they had Cards Against Humanity, but this one table had taken it, and there were only four people playing there.
Okay.
So, like, nobody else could join in because the table was too small. Like, instead of going and sitting at, like, this eight-seater table, they sat at a
four-person table, and that's all they wanted.
Yeah. So, and that was the only Cards Against Humanity they had there. And then they had, like... just a bunch of random games that some of them I'd heard of, some of them I'd never heard of, and some of them just didn't look like fun. So we ended up playing Uno with Charity and I played with four strangers Uno for like 2 hours. And let me tell you what, like,
was it fun?
Oh, it was great.
That's good.
It was cutthroat. It was some cutthroat Uno, but Uno is always cutthroat if you're playing right.
Yeah, I play with Cassie and. We've got like these giant Uno cards that we should have for Christmas.
So Mito
like,
can read them.
Year two. Rest his soul. Yeah, actually, yeah, it would be ones he could read, but they're like huge. So when
Uno,
when you have to pick up like eight cards because I don't give a fuck, you draw until you get the color you need or the number you need. Fuck those rules. Those rules.
Oh, see, if we would have played like that, we'd have been.
Well, those are the rules I grew up with.
Well, those are the rules
that's what I'm saying.
I grew up with two. Yeah. That's like, I also grew up with the, you know, if there's a plus two, you can lay down another plus two and it moves
and
on.
Then, yeah,
and we didn't play like that. And then, there were a lot of things that...
I mean, but those are also the rules that are not actually legit. You actually have something that everybody created.
Yeah.
I think it was literally just your older siblings created because they didn't want to have to draw two.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. There was a couple games up there. I think you'd like a couple I got from Kickstarter. So, we need to have a game night.
We do.
Been missing those.
Yeah.
I want to do, before we actually get into the book here, I want to do some housekeeping.
Before we get into the book, like we are ever going to get there in the next 15
we're
minutes.
We're getting there. Shut up. I want to give a couple shout outs to some podcasts I'm appearing on.
Ah!
Yeah, those are my shout outs, or your shout outs. By the time this episode comes out, they would be close to a month old. I joined Eric from Legendary Geekouts. We did a Uncharted, like the whole series covering that on his show. That was fun.
How long was that?
2.5 hours. And we also...
I figured it'd be longer than that.
Well, it might have been, but by the time we were done, it was 1 o'clock in the morning and
ooh.
I was tired.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because it's just, I mean, we recorded this past Saturday.
So you had to go after work.
Speaking of which, one I also recorded the same day, which I did after work, is over on the Professional Casual Network. It's called the Space Between. And I joined host Tim, well, I guess host Tim, Ben, and Dan, for coverage of The Boys TV show.
Oh, nice.
I did episode 5, and it's probably I know, so when we did the books and you covered, or you watched the show, you need they to separate them.
So different.
You need to separate them.
Yeah, I know.
Hardcore. But no, that was fun.
I already told my boys. Yeah. I'll say The Boys that, but yeah. I watched The Boys with The Boys, you know, yep. And Simon was asking me, he's like, well, you know, is this anything like the comics? And I'm like, no. Well, and they have the similar names.
So, well, and like, I've been reading the comics. I've been getting them on the Hoopla app. I do plan on buying the books. Don't worry. I'll read them at some point.
Excellent.
but I've been reading them. I was trying to read as much as I can before I hopped on the Space Between episode, and it's so different. Like every other book or every other like trade, whether it be, is like, doesn't deal with the Seven. So like the first book deals with Seven, second book does not. Third book deals with Seven, the next book does not. Like it.
Oh, nice.
It goes back and forth, which is nice. Yeah, like it's the. I'm about halfway through the series. Oh boy. Oh boy. I would recommend, if you haven't read the books or the series, or if you haven't watched the show, don't check out that episode, especially if you haven't read the books, because Ben, whom I hope to have on the show in the future on one of our shows, he's a cool guy.
Hardcore spoiler.
Well, yes, but it's more of a, they asked him and they would ask about what's the differences between the books and the show.
Ah, gotcha.
Ben has read the books constantly, he knows it.
Gotcha.
So he's able to give him spoilers. And I think I mentioned that while I was on there. And he's like, oh, should I be giving spoilers? I'm like, nah, dude, I know a lot of this from other people spoiling it for me, so you're fine.
No, my spoils have already been spoiled. Go ahead and spoil it.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to promote is, which should be coming out around this time, if my math is correct, the Elite Eight Showdown. I did an eight team bracket there with Big Chuck. We covered the weirdest team ups, comic book team ups.
Interesting.
Like there was Batman and Elmer Fudd.
Okay, see, like I knew that Batman teamed up with the Scooby Doo and the gang.
Yeah.
But Elmer Fudd.
That actually was a really good issue. There was I think the Green Lantern and KFC.
What was this called?
Elite Eight, number eight.
Elite Eight.
Showdown. Yeah. There was Archie and the Predator.
That's just me. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I sent it to you, so I had it saved.
I thought I'd turn my thing down. Yeah, so check out that one. It should be coming out soon. That's also from the Professional Casual Network.
Tell me this was like back in like the 70s or 80s or something.
Archie and Predator?
Yeah.
No, that came out in like 2015. Archie became popular again.
Oh, that's right.
Riverdale,
the show, yeah. I'd remembered the name of the show eventually.
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hot chicks, whatever.
So, we are... That's all I need to say on me whoring myself out to other podcasts.
Now to Basket Full of Heads.
Yeah, so we are covering Basket Full of Heads. This came out 2019 and 2020. I mean, it took all of 2020 because fucking COVID, but, you know,
yeah.
2020. The writer is Joe Hill. So, this is our second Joe Hill. I mean... In the last like month.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
I feel like we covered a lot more than
we love our Joe Hill over here. Art was done by Leo Max with additional pencils, Ricardo Labella. Colors are done by Dave Stewart. Letters by Darren Bennett. I also want to say we're halfway point of Halloween, so this will be our last Halloween story for this month.
Boogly boogly.
Yeah. I love it though. You want to go ahead and start?
Sure. Okay, so we open up on an American flag covering like a little wicker basket that somebody is holding. There are voices coming out of this wicker basket, and the person is also holding what looks like a Viking battle axe.
Norwegian axe or something, yeah.
And Norse, probably.
Norse, Norwegian, same thing.
Anyway, and this person is standing on a bridge. They've got this basket sitting on the edge of the bridge, and this truck pulls up, and, you know, hey there, it's, you know, basically, hey, what are you doing out in this weather?
Yep.
And,
because it's raining. It's storming. This person is in it's a rain jacket.
A poncho, if you will.
Yes, there we go. Basically, it's raining.
And then it goes back to previous to this.
Before. Yep. Before this. It doesn't say how long, just says before.
Yeah. And, there's this, youngish girl sitting on the edge of the bridge with her feet dangling off the, you know, water edge of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, this is not like your casual little bridge. This is like big,
like a steel girder.
Yeah. And it's a pretty far drop, like 100 feet to the water, probably.
Something like that, yeah.
And this police buggy pulls up.
Brody Island, Maine is where we're at.
Yeah.
In September of 1983. Thank you.
Brody Island. Why is that so? Oh, Brody is... Never mind. That's the chief of police from Jaws.
Nice.
The cop's like, basically, we find out that the cop ends up being the girl's boyfriend.
Yep.
And
so this is June and Liam.
Yeah, June and Liam. June would be the girl, Liam's the boy.
Yes.
I was saying that for them, not for you.
Anyway.
They, you know, start talking, handcuffing, et cetera, et cetera. And then... he sees on her watch it's 5 past 5. He's like, oh, I'm not a cop anymore. Yep. I guess I can't arrest you. And, I have to throw this in here. So they're making out on the bridge, right? And then it pans out to show us the full view of the bridge. And there's this bra floating away from the bridge on the wind. I don't know how you would wear a bra like this exactly, because there's one side strap that looks about normal. But then if you look at the other side, it's got like this double strap that would like go maybe over your shoulder, but then there's no strap that goes around the other to the side. And it looks like it's got another strap that would like go around your arm or something. Maybe
it's definitely weird. So here's my thing. When I first saw it, I thought it was her bra that like got taken off and thrown in the wind. Like, and damn, that floated away quickly, but it looks like it is pinned between the rocks. So my guess is, because the one side looks like normal,
and the other side's ripped off.
Yeah, I think the other side is deteriorating, so it's probably been there for some time.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out because I thought it was weird.
You just wanted to point out the
So
bra
obviously, they're sitting in the buggy having, their talks, talking about, the future, blah, 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 talking about how Liam's time on the island has been because he's a meter
intern.
Maid?
Well, okay, so he is on Brody Island. He's like interning to be for the sheriff's department or cop.
He's learning how to be a police officer.
And this is his first year there, like his first summer.
Yeah.
It was literally just a summer job.
It was a summer job. Well, between
straight out of college, yeah. I think. Because I believe they both look like they're in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, this picture right here, I thought she had really ugly hands, and then I realized that they were her feet up there. Because, at first I thought this was her shoulder coming down to her elbow, and then, her hands were like this. And I'm like, why are her hands so disfigured?
But then you look at the picture above that, and she's got her feet on the dash.
But anyway, so they're, heading into town.
So they're talking, she's trying to talk about...
Well, yeah, that's how I was getting to. Okay. While they're heading into town, she's talking about how she just wants to, pool all their money together, buy a car, and just, go.
Yeah. And summer's over. Yeah.
We can do what we want. For a little while, we'll just, we'll buy a crappy car, we'll drive around, and just, enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Basically. And he's all like, I don't have any money. I spend it all on weed and stuff. And
yeah, well, he's talking about how the prices...
It's a tourist town.
So he has to pay all those same prices.
And then we find out later on,
well, that he's been living with the sheriff or the captain.
I thought it was a sheriff. Hell, I don't know. He's been living with the chief.
There
police.
We go. Thank you, chief of police.
Staying in his houseboat but staying in his boat. And then eating his food and. Anyways,
yeah, he's got no money, which means he spent a shit ton of money on weed.
That's a whole lot of weed. Well, but we get this little, he's talking about, how the job wasn't so easy and stuff, and we get this little backflash of a dead body, at least a dead hand.
Yeah, a broken hand at that.
Like, not only is the wrist broken, but the bones are sticking out.
Yeah, well, he tells a story, he got nervous while she was on the bridge because not too long ago
they found a jumper.
They literally found the jumper. She had put rocks in her backpack
to make sure she sank.
Try and drown herself.
Yeah.
But the problem was
she broke on the water before she even got the chance to drown.
Smashed her legs, you know, down there. So she basically just suffered.
So, you know, he's pretty shaken up about that. And while they're driving, they see something that causes Liam to, well, basically freak out. He's like, holy shit. He's like, I need my uniform back. Because she had taken his shirt. You know, she was wearing it like, you know, girls do with their button-up shirts.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a Shawshank Prison van or bus or whatever you want to call it. Actually, it almost looks like a milk truck.
I mean, it's literally just a, it's a FedEx
box truck. Yeah.
Box truck. There we go.
But the sheriff's department's got the prisoners down, you know, on the ground, and they're talking about how four of them escaped.
Yep. And also talking to the mayor. Mr. Hamilton, who is the owner of Hamilton Orchards, nice big billboard back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his big fat face.
Yep. I swear, like, this picture reminds me of, not Dan Aykroyd, John Goodman. Looks like John Goodman.
It looks like
fat John Goodman.
Yeah, an old fat John Goodman. I see that.
So.
Sad days.
So it was just John Goodman.
Yeah.
For the rest of the reading. But then we're introduced to Wade. What's his name? Wade Clausen.
Clausen, Chief Clausen.
Yep.
And this is who, you know, Liam's been living with, working with.
Yep.
And, you know, Liam comes over and he's like, hey, he's like, you know, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it, Captain. He's like, well, what I need you to do is go home and tell my wife that I'm going to be late for dinner and save me some food. And he's like, oh, come on, don't, you know, sidestep me because I'm new. And he's like, look, I need somebody. I want a man at the house. And you know my son's not man enough to be the man of the house.
I love that. Because he says I want a man of the house. And Liam's like, but sir, your son's there. Yeah. And?
Like I said. And, you know, so he's like, I just want you there just in case anything happens. He's like, I'm not, you know, it's not that these criminals are dangerous or anything. There's a dope dealer, two dope dealers. So, one dude that was pimping out his daughters.
Yeah, a guy who pimped out his daughters from the back of a laundromat. And a drunk who ran someone over while he was under the influence. I mean, he's telling all this to Hamilton. And Hamilton's like, I have daughters.
What if he tries pimping them out?
Like, we can see your daughters behind you. Yes, we understand that. So, I mean, he's just...
Obviously, the guy's going to break into your house, pimp out your daughters.
I mean...
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe not.
No. Well, the funny thing is, like, the chief is like, Hamilton says, what should I tell them? They already think about, like, just up and leaving, just taking the wife and just going
Sounds
out
great.
Of town.
Do that.
And Chief's like, yeah, just do that. Go catch a movie. I heard, what movie did he say?
Oh.
Risky Business.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that was good.
But yeah.
Damn.
So, you know, they, Liam and, Judy?
June.
No, June.
Hmm?
I knew it started with a J. And
June
a
Bug. Get
oh, it? June, but, ha, June Buggy. Anyway. So they get to, Clausen's mansion.
Yeah, dude, that's a huge...
With the side house that...
I'm assuming Hank lives there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say also, because obviously, you know, What's-His-Face was living in a boat, so...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe he doesn't live there. Maybe he actually does live in a mansion, and I don't know.
Maybe the grandmother or the mother-in-law lives over there, you know. Mother-in-law suite.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's kind of what it is.
But, yeah, but whatever. You know, they've got, you know, two houses.
Yes.
And we are introduced to... Harvard Hank.
Fucking moron. So the funny thing is, earlier in the, one of the reasons why Liam was thinking about arresting June was because of her short shorts.
Yeah.
Hank's got his shorts probably shorter than hers.
They're about equivalent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way, I just thought that was kind of funny.
But if you include his height into it, then yeah, his are probably a little bit shorter than hers.
I'm surprised his balls aren't hanging out from underneath it.
Are you really, though? Does he look like he'd be the kind of guy that has balls?
That's a good point.
There you go.
His dad even said so.
And daddy would know.
oh.
But, he's, well, I mean, he's flirting with June, like.
Yeah, just fun flirting.
I don't know, I, maybe fun flirting, maybe, you know, like, you know. I don't know. It seemed like more than fun flirting to me. Like he was, you know, like
trying to steal her away from
Liam.
And
even if he was just playing around trying to steal her, you could tell he was trying to assert himself as, you know, like available.
Gotcha.
And then we meet Hank's mom, Clausen's wife.
Roberta or Bobby, it depends on how they want to say her that day.
We'll call her Bobby. Anyways.
Wow.
She's her and June have this kind of back and forth about how I'm trying to think of criminals. There we go. Could be avoided if, you know, they didn't have mommy issues and daddy issues and et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, oh, so are you a feminist? And she's like, no, I'm in psychology, but, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing. And she's like, well, let me give you a tour of the house.
Because why not?
It's
a goddamn mansion, that's why.
So here are all of our, you know, Viking, Norse.
Families, Norse heritage.
There you go. And you've got Hank here, who is... See, this is where I'm talking about, because, like, he's creepily over her shoulder.
Yes, that one, yeah. That one's,
like,
weird.
I get that close to people that I'm really comfortable with and that are my close friends. And that's about it.
Like, you literally just met this girl 5 minutes ago.
And you've already got your tongue in her ear.
I mean, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But
as she's walking by this...
Hank also mentions that this is all of his dad's stuff. He doesn't want to be buried. He wants us to put him on the boat.
And light him on fire.
On his boat and set him on fire and push him out to sea.
Yep.
Like, okay. I guess, with your Norse heritage,
with that much money, why not?
Yeah.
Now see, this is where, you know, like, they'd send him out in a long boat and not in, you know, like...
Right? Not an expensive
or not yacht. A long boat. They'd send him out in, you know, like a small, you know, they
little
have
rowboat
ceremonial.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
But, you know, why not? Sure. If you've got enough money. But anyways, while June's walking by this this peculiar looking axe, this tree-like etching into it starts glowing red.
Which is interesting. Like, none of them see it, too. That's the best
part. Yeah, nobody even notices.
Yeah.
And so they're out sitting on the patio eating dinner, and the maid...
Gabby? Yep.
Comes out. And, you know, is offering him food and stuff and drinks and,
I want to point out the fact that they're all wearing bibs with lobsters on it.
They're eating lobster.
No, I get it.
They stole them from Red Lobster, so they didn't have to get their own.
I definitely assume. Was Red Lobster? Red Lobster was in the 83, right?
Fuck, I don't know. I wasn't born then.
I was four.
You don't remember?
4 months old.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know what you meant. You don't remember? What the hell?
Sorry, I'm not
my
sister.
Then we get this. Okay, this was like one of the creepiest
that
pictures.
Like,
when I saw this, I was trying to figure out why she had two heads. And then I realized it was the moving from holding it on her shoulder to yelling at Liam that.
Yeah, that. So,
Liam,
I do like this art. There are definitely some panels that
are
just
weird.
Didn't make sense.
Yes.
This is one of them.
So she calls for Liam because the chief wants to talk to him.
Yep.
And Hank's like, oh, why doesn't daddy want to talk to me? Not really.
No.
But
doesn't care.
We find out that Noel Flanagan got killed. Well, went and got himself killed.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Noel Flanagan is one of the...
One of the cops.
Yeah, one of the cops. And he was on duty and saw somebody stealing a boat, and he went to run down and fell down all the stairs.
So I find this funny, especially after reading Lock and Key, because
Ellie's mom
fell down the steps in the back. Yeah. So it's like, okay,
yeah.
Joe Hill just has a penance for killing people
on stairs.
Rocks.
Well, yeah. Making it look like they got killed on rocks anyways.
Well, yeah, Lock and Keys thing. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, because she got killed in the house, and then, you know, they dragged her to the...
Well, she got killed in the well house.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho, so, you know, the sheriff's talking. He's like, look, Liam, I just want you there. I know you know the gun safe numbers. The wife's going to go talk to Mrs.
Yep.
Ferlander. What did I say her name was? Flanagan.
Yeah, Hank's gonna take her out there, and it's off the island. It's
so,
over the bridge, so yeah.
So, you know, they'll be gone for the night. So you and your girly girl just make yourselves comfortable and be careful, you know, just in case anybody does try to break into
the house.
Is
that a nightstick? Is that your nightstick, or you just happen to see me? Oh, it actually is my nightstick. Sorry. God damn it. Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch watching the news.
You never know when you need to, you know,
beat somebody down. I mean, with a nightstick.
Maybe they're into BDSM and he was going to paddle her ass with it later. Who knows?
You never know.
Nightstick would work out well. But we find out that there's a huge tropical storm, Gillian? Which way would you go with that one?
Gillian, probably.
Anyways, so we're going to say Gillian.
What in the... I do say GIF, so yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, like, early, the storm has been threatening to come in. They've been talking about it throughout the book.
Yeah.
There are a couple panels, even, where you see the storm in the background.
Yeah, and they talk about how the causeway onto the island is pretty much useless
during the storm, yeah.
So, while they're sitting there watching TV, they hear a noise.
A thunk.
And Liam sends June to go hide.
Yep.
He's like, I'm going to get me some guns. You go hide. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, so she runs up to the, I think the bathroom. master bathroom.
And
she goes hide. But
while she's hiding in the master bathroom, we see two men with flashlights in jumpsuit or orange jumpsuits. Mm-hmm. I mean,
one of them has a crowbar.
The other one has a gun. It's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Could be anybody, you know, orange jumpsuit doesn't necessarily mean it's a criminal, but yeah.
There also were four criminals that ran off. So yeah, exactly. You might wonder.
And that's where it ends.
Yep.
In 1 month, the axe will fall. That's what the last little bubble of text says there.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to Basket Full of Heads.